Welcome, everyone, to the wrestling show of the week. I'm Cab Manning along with Mr. Billy Body.
Hi.
So what we're going to do here, and see, we could talk about this on the show, Billy, is we were discussing off the air, well, since Crown Jewel, is that Crown Jewel? No, it's Super Showdown. I get confused. Right. Super Showdown is Wednesday. Tomorrow, we're recording this on Tuesday in California time. We're Tuesday afternoon, almost 4 o'clock. And we're like, well, what will we do? A fucking preview? And then it's already over. And by the time next week comes, it's old news. So it makes no sense. So we're talking about doing a mini little preview on the first half. And then the second half of this show, we would do a review of what had happened, as the blacks like to say. What had happened was, and we will be recording this second half on Wednesday after it's over with, and we could give opinion on what had happened. Is this correct, yeah, Billy?
This is correct, because the theory is that if we do a 30-minute show now looking at the week ahead and we preview Super Showdown, by the time we do our 30 minutes next week, Super Showdown is going to have 4 minutes of that show, because after Super Showdown, we have John Cena coming back. All of the SmackDown WrestleMania picture is going to be set, because, or at least start to be set, because from what I'm hearing, there's a lot of swapping around going on involving John Cena, Roman Reigns, Bray Wyatt, and Goldberg, to the point where we could actually see a new champion tomorrow. I don't think we will, but I also don't think he's going to lose. But we'll talk about it when we get to it. But my point is that we're going to have the shape of Mania is going to start developing on the SmackDown side when Cena comes back. Then we head towards Elimination Chamber as well. There's going to be big angles on Raw in Brooklyn next Monday. So
when is Elimination Chamber? Next Sunday after this?
Yeah.
Oh God, it's, you know, that's how sad it's become.
So we're gonna have to preview that too on next. I mean, next week's show is already hectic enough when you're looking back. It's Cena coming back and whatever angle they shoot with Orton and Beth Phoenix. But then we have to preview the pay per view ahead of the weekend, which they have one match announced so far.
You know, it's funny because they tout NXT as the third brand. Meanwhile, if this was really a fucking brand, they would have had Orton just show up on NXT and kill Beth. But Beth has to show up on Raw for fucking, you know, because nobody's going to watch it otherwise.
Well, I think they're doing the update on the condition thing.
Yeah, but I mean, give me a break. It would be better off if this was a real thing and the show was a normal show.
I get what you're saying, but he's not actively attacking anybody. Like, they're all... They're all like,
they started. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. So maybe she does but that's the only problem, is, you know, it's coming. I don't like when I know it's about to happen. If he just fucking showed up and dragged her off from the fucking commentary booth by her hair, like you just heard her headphones hit the floor, you'd be like, what the fuck?
I still don't know if they're going to go ahead with him actually attacking her, because That's quite... Because
they don't touch women anymore, but... RKO, she's getting RKO'd. It's the only question is, how far are they going to... Is he going to try to do Concerto and finally somebody's going to fucking stop it? KO stops it, maybe? But we get to that point.
I think if anybody stops it, it would have to just be Edge, but I don't know if he's going to come back yet.
That would make no sense. She's giving an update and he shows up to save her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. You have rundown for Super Showdown?
Yeah, I mean, I have the matches and we'll run through them. I mean, the odds are weird in terms of some of the stuff isn't worth betting, mm-hmm. and some of the stuff isn't worth betting anymore. Like, Brock Lesnar's 1-20 to win, which means you have to put on £20 to win £1.
Jesus Christ.
This is a weird one. So, like, Bray Wyatt against Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bray was like the 1-10 favorite, which means you have to put on 10 to win one.
Sure.
And now he's like 1-2, which means you have to bet like 20 to win 10.
Mm.
So it's come like way, 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 way down. but I feel that that means something. But I think that tomorrow he keeps the belt via DQ. But I also think that I think that Cena wins the Elimination Chamber.
Really? I can't even believe Cena would be in this Elimination Chamber. I mean, I guess that's the announcement for Friday.
I think that's what he's going to announce. I think everybody's expecting an opponent, but I'm expecting the Elimination Chamber, to be honest.
You know, this asshole Meltzer, I get a fucking text from my friend the other fucking day, and he goes, oh, Meltzer's now saying the Elias and Cena match has been scrapped, but he doesn't know for what it's being scrapped for in its place. And I'm like, what the fuck? I am so bothered that people think that Cena and Elias was the fucking match. Everything screams that this is not the case because they just made Elias a fucking good guy. And it was last, and it's like, it fucking makes no fucking sense. And I do take into account that WWE makes no fucking sense half the time. But for him, I laugh because I'm just like, fucking, the man is fucking clueless now. Like, about everything, he is fucking out there. And I guess he has zero fucking sources and always has to be like, oh, I don't know what's going to go on. And, you know, begging people. And I have told you, and I'll say it all over the air. I told you, you need to contact him and go, hey, bygones be bygones, but I could sell you information. Make
I don't
money.
Know if it's bygones be bygones. We've never had him. We've never
yeah, I know, but I, yeah, that is true. I don't know if he even fucking knows you've said fuck you. So, I mean, who the fuck knows? I've not
attacked him other than being uncredible. Like in terms of how often he's wrong now. Like I mean, he knows that's the main thing.
That's his business. Yeah,
it's results oriented. It's not like where I've gone, Saturn's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, that's different. Or, way different.
Yeah, but this has always been a case of look, you have to respect him for doing it first.
Oh and yeah, making, and he taking all the money. Plays the trail. Out. Yeah.
Yeah, and now everybody else just shares the money. Like it's still the thing.
He made it a business.
On,
yeah.
Yeah, he's over on his little island, then he has his loyal subscribers, and even if that drops down to 1,000 people,
yeah,
right, he's still going to make 10 grand a month.
Yeah,
I always said that. Like, always said that he's 10 but he charges the same price as a network and gives you nothing. but yeah,
the dream.
I can't imagine that he has less than 1,000 people paying him, and that's 10 grand a month, which is a good income.
That is a fantastic fucking income. I mean, we saw his office is littered with papers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, plus he's going to get his website hits as well. His traffic hits for his free news. Mm-hmm. So I've not gone out on and attacked him on that way. But the thing is that, I mean, he doesn't know anybody. That he hasn't known anybody for a while. Like now it's just a case of him just, when he says things like, oh yeah, I reached out and this is what I told, like, mm-hmm. to who? Like, who'd you reach out to? Because I can't imagine who's speaking to him. Who is allowed to talk to him? Like, who's going to be like, you know, who's going to go home to their wife and be like, oh, I got fired from work today. I lost my job. She's like, why? What did you do? Yeah, I like spoke to Dave Meltzer. Who's that? Like, oh, he's the guy they tell you not to talk to when you start work. Mm-hmm. And I spoke to him.
Would you like me to be your liaison and actually put that offer out to him?
If you want to broker this in some way, mm-hmm. then but the thing is that for me, it's I had these offers before, and these are the ones, and it was all a case of when all the shit hit the fan.
Yeah,
when all the shit hit the fan, I did get all the emails going, oh, you know, it's gonna be really difficult to like work with you now until this thing dies down, so what we're thinking of doing is like but we're still willing to. Everybody was like joining in on social media in terms of going, yeah, we can't work with you. Yeah, we can't work with you. But my private emails, including what I found the other day, an NDA, which is so funny.
Oh.
I found this, like, I'm going to send you it in a minute. An NDA from Wrestling Inc. Because they wanted, after all that shit happened on Twitter, they emailed me or posted me out a non-disclosure agreement to say that I couldn't say if they took my news that I couldn't disclose that I was giving it to them, because they wanted to like put it under a pseudonym. So they were like going, yeah, you know, like we have to like,
yeah, Vic,
you know,
Venom like, was the fucking name, right?
Yeah, we have to like online we have to say that like you suck for saying we don't share your opinions of women's wrestling, but we'd still love to like buy your news.
We'll pay you though.
Yeah, so that's always been on the table. And the thing is that for the last, you know, 3 years, I could have gone up to anybody and said, "Do you want to buy my news?" And they would have taken it. But it's just the principle of the fact that I don't want.
That'd be the thing. It wouldn't be your name being used at all. I mean, that would be part of the deal. Be like, I don't care where the fuck you said you got it from. I don't need a fucking credit. I'd rather have the green. You know?
No, but I wouldn't. That's the thing. That's always been the thing, because I don't want, if I see my shit put out there by these people, it would just piss me off too much. It's like, kind of like when it's the opposite of how, it's weird because it's the opposite way. Like I see my shit on TV all the time. I see my t-shirt designs on TV now.
I'm sorry.
And
I'm sorry.
And I feel like validated by it in terms of, I'm not bothered that no one's paying me, and these t-shirts
eventually you will be. I think eventually you'll fucking turn heel. You'll be like, all right, enough of this. They're doing every single thing I say now, and they're making a fortune, and I'm sitting here jerking off. Going, I'm telling four people on a fucking text message thread, hey, that was my idea. I'd rather have that fucking money too. Be like, listen, I've proven my fucking worth. After doing that for 6 months at least, I've proven my worth. I should be fucking hired. This is retarded.
It's like the thing that frustrates me sometimes in terms of like when Drew spoke to me and said that he was a bit concerned, like in terms of what to do for TV for 3 weeks, and I said, you know, how about this? How about that? How about this? Like the sit down was pretty big on my list in terms of, it's hard to tell your story. I said, why are they not going back and saying you've like gone through like hell to get to this point? Like no one said it. I said that, and he said, I said it's hard. It's easy to do it in a sit down. I said like, you know, and you've seen where I've, you know, where I've spoke to you about where I said like, you know, to go back to the Foley stuff and all of that. And I dug up this thing where once they couldn't get to a building once, and they did a thing with Roman and Brock for San Jose. Do you remember?
Yes.
So I was kind of saying you have to sit down, and this is how you can do it. But the thing is that sometimes when I say stuff, it doesn't come off. It's like they're very undetailed is probably not a word, but the lack of detail in terms of, I just sit there and go and throw out, you know, sit down, do a sit down. But then I'll give you specifics of like how I think the sit down should go, but then it doesn't, because like then the sit down I saw this week, there was a bit in there which I just cringed because I said, make sure that you completely ignore Ricochet, don't acknowledge him, and because you've already gone out there and said you wanted Brock, you didn't mention the WWE Championship, and we want, like, I think it should be a very, very clear path that you want to beat. We've waited all this time, and now you want to beat Brock because Brock means more. Brock's the man to beat more than the title. To be the man, you got to beat the man. All that shit. But in this week, it was like, I don't think it was Drew. I think it was them. Just was kind of like saying, well, you know, you got to say like you don't care if it's him or Ricochet. So it looks like Ricochet's got a chance.
Yeah,
but
I understand that.
I was always against that in terms of like whenever he said anything. So the thing is that it's not actually, as much as like I have my input and they do things that I suggest, it's actually not going on like directly in terms of, I can't sit there and go, oh, that's Austin 316 word for word how I wrote it down. It's not like that at all, because they're actually doing worse stuff than I said. And that's what's more frustrating, because it's like I would write that sit down out perfectly in terms of like how what points that we would cover, and then I would do like it two parts, and I would have had, and the thing I also said was, you got to have you get Brock Lesnar interrupts it. He gets on TV. You pre-record it, and Brock Lesnar gets on TV without him having to be on TV. So he's on TV for more shows heading towards WrestleMania because he interrupted the sit-down interview. But during part two, once we've done all the part one or whatever, but the thing is that they didn't do that because they finished the sit-down this week, which was good, but apart from that Ricochet part, but there was no like interruption of Brock, which could have been an easy Lesnar appearance. Especially if he was there this week, I would have just pre-taped it and pretended he walked out in part two. I would have just got Drew to go and change his clothes and say that, like, this is part two and record it on the same day. But I don't know. That's the thing. It's frustrating. I feel like there's too many people there doing too many jobs. So in that sense, we're off the topic of what you were talking about. But in that sense, it's not a case of I get spoken to about things and then see it on TV. But I'll tell you the good things is that what I have noticed is the higher up people are on the card, the more input that they get. Because I think when you get higher up the card, there's you get put onto the writers that have more say as well. So whereas like if you're down the low the card, you must have like a fucking apprentice who gets like 2 minutes to talk in a meeting or something. And then whereas I think if you're at the top of the card, you must get the tip top head writer of Raw and who you get to directly pitch to.
Well, what I hear from like what New Day used to do back in the day when they were just trying to get shit going and they were forcing them to do all garbage. And like Woods fucking pretty much said to Vince, if this doesn't work, you know, I'll put my job on the line. He's like, so this means if it doesn't work, you can get fired. And he says, yes. So that shows, you know, it's like, I'm willing to fucking bet my fucking life that this works and put your balls on the line. Will it bother you that if during one of these sit down interviews they show on TV where his phone rings and he tells Charlie, hold on 1 second, and he answers and goes, hey, buddy, how are you? And it's Derek on the other end because he's such good friends.
Yeah. I think then I would just hand it over to Derek.
Hey, pal, you coming to WrestleMania? I'm sending you a plane ticket.
In all this time, like, in all these weeks, I actually, like, because it just feels like, it's so beneath me to even bring it up. Like, I almost feel like
because it's outrageous and you need to play the clip. You need to send the audio of the clip and go, did you hear what this fucking moron said? I would like your opinion. And send it because if he fucking did talk to him, it is not to this level that was fucking said. There's not a chance. And like Nick had said to me, he goes, yeah, I texted him, congratulations, it's great, you know, where you came from to this. And he said, yeah, thanks, mate, it's been a whirlwind. And that's it, because he's a nice guy, and he reply. So I'm saying...
Nick text?
Yeah, that's what I said on the show that I sent you. And he goes, but I don't need to fucking go telling people about it, because it's fucking...
See, I didn't even know.
Exactly, because it's just normal.
I didn't even know Nick had his number.
Well, I guess he DM'd him or something. And it was because he said, I don't know if you remember me. I interviewed you with Billy a while ago. You were gracious enough to do that. And I just wanted to say congratulations. Oh, right. And he was like, oh, it's been crazy time. Thank you. And that, so, I mean, he's just a nice guy. So that was it. But and he's like, I guarantee you, Derek fucking texted him this big fucking, you know, like a schoolgirl fucking letter. And he was like, oh, I wish I could go to fucking Mania and see this and all that. And Drew probably said, yeah, you should go. That's cool. Thank you. And it turned into, yeah, he really wants me to go. Fucking crazy. It's like the love we share is different. Me and this man, the love we share together, we're on a different level. I mean, if you have to send this to him.
The thing is, it's fucking madness. The thing is, though, with all of that in itself, it's a bit of a, like, black dot on, like, the times I've been friends with him, because it's kind of like I almost have to explain how I knew them, why I would hang out with these people. Like, I don't want to be tied to them, and it's sort of like a distant memory in terms of that we even knew these people. But it was kind of like he understands that I was on their podcast. Like, we collaborated to a certain extent, and then I moved on to my own thing. They're not like people that I would hang out with. But in terms of me then bringing up and saying, hey, you know, I still listen to this Marky shit. Well, like, and I heard this. Yeah, I mean,
the first thing you say is, do you know who Derek Mantilla is? That's the first question right off the bat, because he's going to go, no, who's that? And then go, now I want you to hear something. Be like,
yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, the reason it's not come up really is simply because if he was going to WrestleMania and he was fighting like Kevin Owens or something, or he was in the Battle Royal or something, it's easy to bring up. But the thing is that at the moment, he's like busy and stuff, and when we talk, it's normally stuff about what's coming up this week, and we're talking about like important t-shirts, important mm-hmm. bits of merchandise, important things in terms of like story and moving forward, and like, could this get changed, and does Tyson Fury winning at the weekend change the Mania plans? Because yeah. I mean, even in terms of like, if he wins, is the fight like, you know, the concern is the final image going to be something to do with Fury and Brock, which takes away from there's so many variables and concerns at this point, which you can imagine, where somebody's like about to be anointed and mm-hmm. then he's just trying to get to that point in turn, and without, you know, he has like genuine concerns, and I'm going to go, oh hey, here's, do you know Derek Mantilla? And it's like,
however though, if it is not like the guy's attached to something where he's busy with, I'm in the middle of something, I'm working with some, you know, true. I mean, and like you say, you treat him like a normal fucking person. If this was me, you'd fucking say, hey, get this shit. Because when it's a friend, you bullshit with them. It's just, you know, you talk normal. It's just normal shit. So I think this is more of a, you got to hear this fucking shit, you know? And so,
yeah, of course.
You know, but he'd be at home chilling out, whatever, you know?
It also feels like a friend going through stuff, because when I talk to Drew, like now, it's actually like a lot more in terms of
business.
Not business, but in terms of like, he's trying to get to a certain, he's got something to, he's got, obviously not doing it right now, but in terms of like, he's just geared up really towards one thing. In terms of like,
that's all that's on his mind right now. He's very focused.
Yeah. Sometimes like, it's in this period where it's like, and the thing is that it's been like that before. Like, in terms of like, he would text me last year and be like, oh, what's going on with your court case and stuff. Like, he would genuinely like text that at the time when it was appropriate, like, mm-hmm. because I was like going through like this fucking all this bullshit, and he was just where he was in the card, and it wasn't going to go up, down, or whatever. And then when it got resolved, and so it's like now it's like, it's all like,
let's focus. And you're on, like, so how's 3MB?
Well, not last year. Like, yeah, last year he was still in a decent spot. But the thing is that's the thing. Like, at the moment, it's this is the biggest thing. It's all about like this. So I mean, it's not a case of, I won't say it, but it's a case of like, I actually keep forgetting, because it's always like a quite serious conversation in terms of a big, like, there's nothing normal. Like, sometimes we talk, he watches soccer, so we sometimes text about soccer or whatever. It's not all about wrestling, like, sure. In terms of like, I'm actually proper friends with this person, not like some other fucking idiot on another podcast that can't relate to him at all. Like, we're both British people who are exactly the same age. You know, we're two British people that are exactly the same age who met in England before he even got signed by the WWE. We knew each other, and you know, it's followed on from there. So we have other things to talk about with other people, common people to talk about. Like, we were talking the other day about this English promoter that got convicted of being a paedophile recently, and we were talking about that. So that's what I mean. There's so much. So all of a sudden, then I just turn around and go, I haven't seen windows to turn around and randomly go, oh yeah, like, let me tell you about.
But I'll tell you what, I bet you Derek is very thankful that you have not brought it up. Just keep that in mind, that he's sweating waiting for you to bring it up. So one day it's got to be brought up.
Oh no, I bring it up this week, 100%.
That's a good topic for next time, next show.
I think when I said to you, when I said to you that day, I said, oh, I'll talk to him about it tomorrow. I'll call him about it, I said at the time. That didn't happen. So I think something else was going on in terms of T-shirts being, because he sent me, so he texted me before I texted him going, got two T-shirts coming out at the weekend, Claymore Country and something. And he said he liked the one. And he said he liked the one he liked. And I saw it, and the one he liked came out first.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to see the other one. And I actually liked the romance novel one better.
Really? I don't know what's with the giant sword. It's not for me. I'm like, why?
And you know what he told me, he said to me the Lesnar thing, like the Lesnar sword thing's just a complete accident. Like I was just like,
oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that's the thing. I thought, like, Lesnar's got a sword in his chest, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Down his throat.
And he goes, somebody on Twitter pointed that out. I was like, oh, is that what it was supposed to be? He was like, no. Somebody on Twitter pointed out. He went, this is perfect marketing for Drew. Some tweet he got. And he went, the placement of the sword is perfect. And he was like, well, cool. But nobody meant to do this. And he just pointed it out to me. And
He should do something like when if Brock is like laid out, he should like act and like put his hand on his chest like he's grabbing the sword and yank it out like it's that fucking Excalibur and fucking raise to the fucking ceiling, because and then people get it that he's yanking the fucking sword.
Yeah, he should like beat him at Mania with a sword.
Yeah, like, stab him. Fuck it. Chop his head off. Well, in Saudi Arabia, you could chop his fucking head off. Fuck it.
You know what that should be? Do you know what? Like that it's funny because we've reached a point with this where 2 years ago, if I said to Drew McIntyre, the finish, I don't know why I just said his surname. If I said to him, how would you feel about the finish of Mania being you're going up against Brock and Brock's got you beat, and then Paul turns on him because you're the next guy to go with him. You're the next guy. He's decided that you're the younger, better guy to go with. Mm. It would have been like, that's amazing. Like, I want to work. I want to be managed by like Heyman. But now, as we get to this story and everything that they're telling, that would be an anticlimactic finish that would put him into a lower position than he's scheduled for. Because everything I'm reading at the moment is Big Show coming out and saying, Drew's the guy we want. Like, we don't need a champion tossing out pancakes, which is what he said on Twitter. Geez. And then we've got Booker T speaking up about him, Austin, The Rock's going, I'm so happy, it's about time, and all this. So this feels like an anointment of somebody they're going to get fully behind, like Roman. So in actual fact, if he was to turn heel and win the title and have a heel run all of a sudden, you know, just to have a rematch with, and they turn Brock babyface, that would actually be a massive step down.
It wouldn't be as big as a pop of a winning as a good guy. Clean.
No, I know. It would be, and the position wouldn't be as big either, because we all know like heels aren't the top guy. They're always just there to create more heat for a bigger match. But it's weird because the thing is that would now be a step down. And all he's done is won a rumble and eliminated him. But that rumble win is so big that would now be a step down. But I mean, if I would just be careful with the whole pointing to the sign stuff and some of that.
You know, they're forcing that fucking crap constantly.
I actually know for a fact that they are. But
of course, Jesus, they're make sure you point. Fuck.
Yeah, because they always everybody has to have a thing with Vince, like where it's like, oh, you do this and this is what this, you need to do this thing or this, that, or that thing.
Yeah.
Or,
and you see the ref talking to them going, go point to the sign. I've seen that so many times where they're like, they whisper to him, go on the turnbuckle, go point to the sign because I've forgotten or something. The one T-shirt I keep wanting to see is if it's like cartoon style, I want the Thundercats fucking one with his head on Lion-O holding up the fucking sword, since we're in this sword bullshit. And have his name written in the Thundercats font, and then the Thundercats logo could be the WWE logo, and a He-Man one, where it's the same fucking whole He-Man changing from Adam into He-Man, and have
I don't
his
think
head
they're
on
gonna
it.
Do. I don't think they're gonna do any more T-shirts in the same exact mold.
Oh fuck! I can't believe they did two of them the same, pretty much two of them with this sword thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that's a coincidence, but I'm not sure if they'll do too much more. But the thing is, what I'm hearing is that they're really going to go all out for this one. Like, so I don't know where that leaves them with next year, but I think, see, someone messaged me, one of our listeners turned around and messaged me saying, oh, do you think this has been one of the worst builds ever? I was like, no, not really.
No,
because
I don't think so. I mean, winning that whole Rumble thing was fucking enormous.
No, but he wasn't on specifically about Drew. He said the worst WrestleMania.
Oh, for WrestleMania.
In terms of overall, it's like, I don't think so. I think every match has a massive angle. Like, you're just dying for Edge to come back at the moment, and they're going to, like, build that up to a massive climax.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever on SmackDown's, they're trying to make it as big as possible, even if they have to do Goldberg and Roman Reigns. I mean, Cena and Wyatt's fine. It's as big as Wyatt and Reigns.
I prefer it that way. I prefer Reigns, Goldberg, Cena, Wyatt.
Yeah,
I really fucking do prefer that over Reigns and fucking Wyatt, because I just think they're going to fucking... I think people are more sick of the Goldberg thing, so they won't be on his side as much. But people love that fucking Fiend shit. And I think it just hurts Roman. I think it's a fucking issue. And
well, Goldberg and Reigns have the whole... have makes sense as a match. It's like, there's a dream match. There's the whole, like, spear thing and...
Mm-hmm.
And all that, like, they can easily. I think that's what you're getting. I think I'm surprised now we get at this point where Wyatt and Roman's definitely doesn't look like it's a thing. But then,
and you don't think it's Roman for the fucking title, huh?
No, I think it's Cena. Wow. I don't think he's winning it either.
Jesus Christ! He should have fucking beat the record already. Fuck this.
Well, he can beat it where he lives, which is in Tampa Bay, but against the Fiend. The thing is that. The Fiend has so much stuff at Mania. Like, my guy said to me, like, there's just so much stuff. There's no way that Drew would be able to compete with the Fiend. In fact, the Fiend could even potentially beat the WrestleMania merchandise, which has never been done before by anybody, where they outsold WrestleMania branded merchandise. Hmm. And the Fiend didn't do it at SummerSlam either, but he was close. Like, the SummerSlam stuff, which there's less of course. But at the time, he only had the introduction of his plastic mask and one T-shirt. Now, he has about 10, 15 T-shirts. And the masks and the lanterns and the $379 belt. And
Jesus
Christ. And
only $379? That's the shitty version, I guess?
It's not the real leather version or the handmade version. But that's the thing. And then a whole load of other stuff and the teddy bears and everything coming out, like, against WrestleMania stuff. If he becomes the first person in history to beat the actual WrestleMania merchandise, other than John Cena, but that was like back before, Axis had a shop and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, that it's going to be difficult for you to get the belt off him already. I mean, if that's the thing, they probably just had a look at it and thought, all right, we could let Roman beat him, and we do, that's what we do want long term, but at the moment we're just making too much money.
The only thing that would help is if Roman went against him and fucking Roman lost, then he wouldn't get fucking crucified. If he went against Fiend and fucking won,
yeah, but then you've got nobody to take the belt off the Fiend, have you? So, like,
well, I mean, he could do it later still. I just don't do it now. It's just too predictable that, oh, yeah, of course, Roman Reigns is a superhero. You know, it's like,
I think by SummerSlam, you're 1 year into the character. I don't think Roman and Fiend are going to touch until SummerSlam now. I think in between that, you have people there on SmackDown that you could still get a match out of. You could still possibly get something out of Braun after he beats John Cena.
After Braun beats John Cena?
After Wyatt beats John Cena.
Okay. I mean, it's just, that'll be interesting. I mean, a lot of shit's going to be happen after this Super Showdown tomorrow or today, as people are listening.
But we didn't really like preview it at all. But the thing is that aside from that, there isn't much to preview. I'll be honest with you.
I agree. It's more interesting to give results and our thoughts about that when the results.
Yeah, I mean, Roman and Corbin's pretty straightforward. Like, Roman's going to win that and move on because it's a cage match. Rollins and Street Profits were just added, and I don't think Rollins and Murphy and Street Profits just added, and I don't think that's going to change. Mansoor and Dolph Ziggler doesn't matter. Humberto Carrillo and Garza doesn't matter. Viking Raiders and Anderson and Gallows doesn't matter. Only two matches, or three matches here that might matter is they're doing a women's match where they're going to like be completely covered up.
Yeah.
Again, but this time it's for the title between Bayley and Naomi. Do you think they'll change the belt or not?
There, no. No. Not what this close to fucking...
What about Miz and Morrison and New Day? They can change that one.
I don't think any change. No, I think this is the stepping stone for Mania.
I think they can change that one. I think that actually opens up more doors to more better matches at Mania. I think there'll be a multi-man match on SmackDown, and I don't think it matters who has the belts. I think Miz and Morrison win that. And there's this the gauntlet match, which I think is just there for AJ to win and say, I told you, I'm the best of all eras, and then Taker comes out.
So that's all that Taker's going to do. He's just going to show up and fucking kill AJ, probably.
Yeah, like...
And then that's our Mania match.
Yeah, I think he'll set that up to tomorrow. So that's the thing. That's another Raw match. So Raw have got their Baszler-Becky match pretty much done and well built up. And Edge and Orton well built up. And obviously Drew and Brock was the main event from a while back. And then they're going to set up AJ and Taker the right way too. So that's four matches. Their top four matches are strong. And they are strong. And they're done. SmackDown haven't got a single match down on the board. And the build-up looks flaky as well. It's like Goldberg and Wyatt have this match and we don't know what the outcome is going to be. We don't know where the title is going to end up. But what we do know is that Roman and Cena are going to figure into it at some point from the next night onwards. Mm-hmm. But even then, like Cena's going to... The cleanest build that you do is Cena says he's going to be in the Elimination Chamber and wins it. And then that leaves Roman free.
You know, it's odd with Goldberg. It's almost like he's one of these celebrities who don't know how to sell and refuses to sell. Like, there's no I'm scared of the Fiend at all, which is like, well, I mean, take away the purpose here, you know, where he's like, and you're right behind me. Turns around smiling like he don't give a fuck. I'm like, come on, you got to have a little bit of fear in you. Come on, stop it.
But I think that's just got to be in terms of like, I'm not going to play into the mind games. You're just going to have to beat me. So
I don't mind Goldberg.
I'm sure we said that we were going to do a quick show today.
Oh, yeah, of course. And we're about 40 minutes in. But it's been a good show.
It has.
It has.
I just don't like to give people like too much.
Yeah,
too much of my like soul.
It's like a cat. It's gonna breathe your fucking soul in. So we'll finish with this now, and the second half, it's gonna be on this same show, right? It's just gonna be next.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just gonna be. So. You know, I truly feel like there won't be too much to talk about because I do feel that what we've predicted is going to be in line with what we said. So it's just going to be a case of kind of analyzing how things went in terms of, okay, so.
So we're going to say we're giving them 20 minutes tops about the results because that'll be an hour.
Yeah, because that's the thing in terms of like, it's going to be like, okay, so Goldberg and Wyatt had a match, but in terms of did Goldberg nearly kill him again or.
Yeah, it's going to be what's the setup for Mania more than the, you know, how
is
the match.
The thing is, as well about the show, just to finish off, it looked okay, like, without adding these three matches today, like, in terms of, okay, Mansoor's got to be on the show, but Carrillo and Garza again, and the Viking Raiders and Anderson and Gallows again, it's like, why can't you just leave it at seven? Or, like, just do seven matches. And they all like mean something, and then we finish it like
because they do that whole here's your reward. Everyone's on the show, and it's like fuck off.
Yeah, but these Saudis don't even want to watch it. Like they're like not even watching like by a certain point in the night when it's like they don't even. I feel like they don't even realize.
Well, they got a couch to lay down on in the front row.
Fucking so do I actually want to go to one of these shows. I want to like feel.
You'd fit
vibe.
In too. Wear one of those picnic baskets on your head.
Oh man, I would have fit in like really well a couple of days ago. I had my beard like real long. And I just cut it down because there's this escort. There's this new escort like flirting with me. She's only like 22.
Oh, speaking of, I got to send you a picture. And he's listening right now.
Did you ever play the escort phone call? Oh, you did.
Oh, fuck yeah. We did a whole thing. Yeah, yeah. But one of the listeners of this show and my show, his name is, he's telling me, he goes, you share a picture with me, I'm going to share one with you. And he shared a picture with me that I'll send to you later. I don't want to talk too much about it because who knows what ears listen to this show. So I can't go into it on the show, but I'll go into it afterwards with you.
Okay, I'll have a look at this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a cool wrestling picture. Wink, wink. Okay, so we're done, and stay tuned, because in a day, or a couple hours actually, you're going to hear what happened at Super Showdown. We'll talk to you then.